the yo-yo syndrome, and STSS. Rationalization 7, the yo-yo syndrome. The seventh rationalization to stay in an abusive relationship, in addition to the good outweighs the bad, fighting fire with fire, is the yo-yo syndrome. In the yo-yo syndrome, a client experiences a frequent leaving the relationship and going back cycle. The yo-yo syndrome is marked by alternating between healthy and abuse. Deborah stated, "Eric would turn away when I would try to hug him. When I would look sad, he would order me, 'Come on, get out of it, just say it,' with a tone of contempt in his voice. Then the next day, he would give me a little hug. I know Eric can be kind. He would be affectionate for several months or so. Then it started in again, and this time worse than before. For example, Eric would yell, 'You interrupted me,' if I even opened my mouth. Then he'd start blaming, accusing, and criticizing. When Deborah would leave after the abuse, she would hear promises that Eric has changed overnight. Once she returned, the abuse continued. In order for Eric to maintain dominance in the relationship. As you know, this is commonly referred to the cycle of abuse. However, I like to call this phenomenon the yo-yo syndrome, because rather than a cycle which moves in circles, I feel in fact the recipient of the abuse physically and or emotionally moves back and forth like a yo-yo. Deborah stated, "He promised to change when he saw that I was on my way out the door. I'd say to myself, 'Gee, he really can treat me well.' But that never worked for long." Secondary traumatic stress syndrome. Do you feel, like I, that it can be extremely stressful for a therapist to deal with clients who repeatedly rationalize and return to the abusive relationship? Here's a visualization I use with myself to cut down on my secondary traumatic stress syndrome, or STSS. When working with verbally and physically abused clients who leave and return, first I think about a client like Deborah who has returned to an abusive situation with someone like Eric. Then I envision a yo-yo with the holder of the yo-yo being the abuser, or in this case, Eric. I ask myself, at what point will Deborah get to the end of her rope or yo-yo string, so to speak? I find it helpful to envision the yo-yo string or rope getting longer as the client's self-esteem improves. Thus, Deborah has further to travel back each time. And what happens if a yo-yo string is too long? You're right, it stays at the end and does not return to the hand of the abuser. So, what do you think of my stress reduction for therapist visualization? Would trying my yo-yo syndrome visualization with your next abused client who returns to the abusive situation work for you? Would it help you to avoid personal frustration and judgment regarding victims who return? The eighth rationalization to stay in an abusive relationship is the money trap. Susan, a 40-year-old waitress, sobbed, "It has occurred to me to leave, but money and physical and financial needs of my children keep me trapped here with Corey. I can't stand his controlling and blaming, but financially, I don't think I could handle it without him. Who wants to be a failed divorcee on welfare? If a man's divorced, he's still a good catch, but when a woman does, everyone wonders why. And worse, no one wants her kids. I've been advised by two lawyers that I'm financially unable to leave, and I'm finding it difficult to find work that will support me and my kids. My mother told me I could take my chances alone and be too poor to feed my kids or stay with Corey." What is your approach with your client that uses money as a rationalization for staying in the relationship? As you know, the decrease in income is a factual statement, so to assist Susan in evaluating her position, I asked her to create a budget sheet. She figured her finances by listing her expenses and the needs of her three children versus her income as a waitress. Her next step was to investigate the different methods of finding financial assistance through her family and community. We discussed the different types of quality of life, one being financial quality of life and the other emotional quality of life. Are you currently treating a client that a budget review might be of assistance? Rationalization 9, breaking of family values. The ninth and final rationalization to stay in an abusive relationship is breaking of family values. Maria, a 24-year-old teacher, explained, "I was raised to be a good Catholic, and I couldn't bear to break my wedding vows. So I had to keep telling myself, all Michael does is yell and insult me. A lot of women have it much worse. I can manage. I prayed that something would change." The basis of the family value rationalization to stay in the abusive relationship is, of course, the tyranny of the shoulds. Sound familiar? As a review, the tyranny of the shoulds refers to the absolute nature of a belief and a firm sense of right and wrong. I asked Maria why she felt she should stay in an abusive relationship, and she said, "I have to. A good Catholic should never break their marriage vows." When Maria thought of breaking her wedding vows because of her firm belief, she thought it would make her a bad or unworthy person. If she left without leaving her belief behind, she would torture herself with guilt and self-blame. She became paralyzed emotionally and was forced to choose between her belief and her desire to leave. By asking Maria if she felt she was caught in the tyranny of the shoulds, she agreed. Once provided with this concept of shoulds, she began to see and evaluate rules in her life, some of which were imposed upon her in early childhood. Maria was able to evaluate whether the shoulds or the rules were rules that worked for her or didn't work for her today. Do you have a client who could benefit by a review of the concept of the tyranny of the shoulds? In summary, we have discussed rationalizations used to stay in abusive, controlling relationships. In the next track, we will discuss 4 awareness suggestions from Patricia Evans' book, Verbal Abuse, Survivors Speak Out, to help clients uncover the reason for these rationalizations that have resulted in their lack of growth. Ready for question 13. What is a visualization you might use if you are experiencing secondary traumatic stress syndrome with a client who repeatedly returns to his or her abuser?